This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hey, Bob, thanks for updating our audience this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Sure. Good afternoon, Jay.
All right, man. Well, we listened to that clip there, and what's the feeling at the White House or, I guess, in D.C. around Congress right now as far as the count? Is it favorable or disfavorable as far as the president's agenda to get healthcare legislation passed?
Well, you know, it's not there yet, but Democratic leaders expect it to be there. And frankly, that is often the way it is on these really big votes, because what happens is that, you know, you have a lot of wavering Democrats. And if they're wavering, they don't want to commit before they absolutely have to. There may be some Democrats who are saying, look, I want to vote against this, but if I'm the last vote you need, I'll vote for it. And so, you know, you really don't know until you get down to it and the vote is taken. And so, you know, they obviously won't go to this vote unless they have some confidence they can pass it. But, you know, they won't tell you the vote count until the end, and we won't know the vote count till the end.
We're talking with Bob Fuss live from Washington, D.C., our colleague up there at CBS News. Bob, the president's been on the tour, on the campaign, hitting it hard about support. Call your congressman, call your senator to get this done. And we need to we've heard the rhetoric coming out of the White House, which is we don't need to campaign, we don't need to argue, we need to vote. You know, we're hearing all that kind of stuff. So at this point, how close are we to having this, you know, an up or down vote or some of the things we've been hearing about from the administration?
Well, the critical vote, which will be in the House, should be the end of this week, probably Friday or Saturday. And so they are getting very close, and that's why the president put off his trip to Asia. That's why he's out there, trying to get his supporters excited, trying to get them to pressure members of Congress. You know, what's very interesting about today's visit, one of the members of Congress from Ohio who traveled with him on the Air Force One to go out there was Dennis Kucinich. And Dennis Kucinich is one of the people he has to try to convince, because while there's been a lot of focus on conservative Democrats who don't like the health care bill for a number of reasons, Kucinich and a number of liberals don't like it either, because it doesn't have any kind of public option, and it basically continues to rely only on private insurance companies. And so, you know, they're both ends of the Democratic Party are sort of in play on this.
Bob, do we have any idea? We hear so much back and forth and debate on this issue, and rightly so. Everybody wants to get it right. But how long has anybody began to really talk about how long, if and when, or if we should say something is passed, it would take to implement? Because some of the rhetoric that we hear is, well, this would is it safe to say that we would not see changes in the healthcare system immediately if this bill does pass?
We would see some changes immediately, and others would take longer.
Okay.
Some of the immediate changes involve, for instance, I think there's, and we haven't seen the exact language yet, but some of the insurance regulation on pre-existing conditions and cutting people off if they get sick with a lifetime limit, some of those things would take effect immediately or very quickly. Having young people who are out of college being able to stay on their parents' health insurance policies till they're 27 would take effect immediately, and some of the other things. It will take longer to set up these exchanges to help people buy insurance who can't afford it now, and to the tax subsidies and some of these things would take a few years to bring together. And so parts of it would take effect right away. Parts of it would take effect over a period of years.
Yeah, it's WINA here at 426. We're talking with Bob Fuss from CBS News up there in Washington, D.C. Of course, the topic matter, health care. And Bob, the governor of Virginia, Governor McDonnell, was winning one of those pivotal races earlier this year, late last year, we should say, in Jersey as well, and talking about balance of power and all that. The General Assembly basically came out with some type of a statement, and I got to go back and check the story of Virginia would not necessarily want to participate in anything that required people to have health care as part of a federal plan. Now, has the administration or anybody up there been talking about if states come out and say stuff like that? And I don't want to get too convoluted, but what would apply and what wouldn't apply and all that kind of stuff?
Well, there have been some other states which have, you know, Republican governors or Republican-dominated legislatures who've taken votes like that or suggested votes like that. I'm not an expert on the law, But as a general rule, states can't tell the federal government what to do.
Right.
If there is a federal law, they have to follow it. Obviously states can make it more difficult. And, you know, there have been states that have resisted, different kinds of federal regulation. But, you know, as a general way of the way things work in the United States, if Congress passes a law and the president signs it, Virginia will have to follow it.
All right. We've only got 40 seconds left with Bob Fuss from CBS News, who's been kind enough to join us at 427 here on WINA. All right, Bob, any conservatives at all moving back towards cooperation? And I don't want to misportray them, but they've been pretty opposed to what the president's been trying to push through, as well as some Democrats. So is there any, I guess, for lack of a better term, headway as far as compromise from the Republican side of Congress?
Absolutely none. I mean, they're taking a position, a hardline position, that they do not like this bill, and they're going to do everything they can to stop it. That part of that is ideological, part of it may be political, but I see no change in it.
All right, that'll do it. Bob Fuss of CBS News. Bob, we appreciate the knowledge, my friend. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, take care. That is Bob Fuss live up in Washington, D.C.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.